Alan, that was a good 1-1 draw today.
Yeah, it was. It was a funny game. We started off. I think the game was. It was a tough game for us to start with. They started brighter. They looked a bit physically stronger, a little bit sharper. First of a few balls. They created a few opportunities that we, to be fair, it was we did defend well, getting blocks and tackles in, but I think we struggled in the first 10-15 minutes to get to grips with their shape in midfield. They had good movement and rotation through the midfield. They had sort of the two deeper players, the one playing slightly higher, in behind their front guy. And they had the guy at the number 9 on the left who kind of floated from the left to the central, and they exchanged. So one went in, one came out. The three in the midfield rotated, and it took a little while for our lads there to work it out, to sort out how to solve that problem. A little bit longer than it should have done. We were screaming on for them what to do, but just couldn't get through it, couldn't hear us. So that was disappointing. But after the first 15-20 minutes, and then when we got the goal, we kind of settled in, and I think we grew into the game, and physically we became a more of a force. We started winning our physical battles. Little Tomo winning his headers, Stacey backing in, being strong. The midfield started winning a few. Dave Sayers was getting in and nicking a few balls and closing people down. Josh Heaton was back on it, where he was physically dominating their centre forward, which I think in the first 5 or 10 minutes they kind of physically dominated us. So that was the good thing. We started badly and we didn't crumble, we grew.
Tomo took his goal really well, didn't he?
He did. It was a really good, not counter-attack goal, but it was a really good high press goal. It's what we've been working on, it's what we're best at, it's what we're good at as a team, is the three up front, the three in the midfield, pressing high, not sitting back and trying to absorb and you know, absorb pressure and soak it up and then counter-attack. We're not that kind of team. We're a team that needs to press high. Tomo presses, Harvey was pressing, Stacey's pressing, Dave's backing them up, Tom Portas and Mitch backing them up, you know, press. And sometimes, especially on that pitch, you'll get mistakes, you'll get people who get caught in possession. And in that scenario, it was Dave Sayers who just, physicality, just got his arm in, bumped the lad, used his body ever so well, got on the ball, little ball in, counter-attack to Tomo, cut inside, great finish. And that's the really good goal. It's something we've worked on, something we talked about. That's the pleasing thing.
At 1-0, we looked all right, didn't we, at the start of the second half there, and they were getting very frustrated. The crowd was starting to get on the players' backs, and then we conceded a goal immediately after a stoppage.
Yeah, there was that stoppage. There was that stoppage in the game, but like I say, that's sometimes you can look at that and you can say maybe the lads had just switched off for a second, maybe they weren't focused, maybe they were a bit distracted. But to be honest, I think if there's a stoppage in a game, that gives you time for your players, your talkers, to organise and have a word with people and get people switched on and refocus people and reorganise people and get people in the right pockets. So to be caught on the hop a little bit after that break is disappointing. I don't like giving the lads easy ways out, you know, to say, oh, well, it was a bit of a stoppage in the game. Now they've got to be more switched on and organised than that. But to be honest, when the ball came, the ball got squared across. Harvey, he's playing left of a three up front, who I thought was Harvey was great today. He was a real threat. But he's gambled and he's gone to try and think. He's thinking the lad's not getting it. He thinks it's missing him out and he's off counter attack. And I can't knock him for that, because he's a forward and we want him to be aggressive and a positive and attack minded with his thoughts. And I don't mind him doing that. There was a lot happened after that that should have been done better. Once Harvey's tried to gamble and the lad's got there and he's away from him, then he's travelled a good 15 yards forward with the ball before he's got his shot off. Now for me, someone's got to release, someone's got to close him down, somebody's got to put their neck on the line and take responsibility to block that, to close him down, to stop the shot. And that was a frustrating thing. It was a bit of a soft goal. Percy couldn't do anything from it. It was coming through a lot of bodies. But yeah, it's disappointing when after they've defended so well and worked so hard and put so much effort into it, it was a bit of a soft goal.
After that though, they didn't really have any direct chances. I mean, Ainsley didn't have any major saves to make after that for the rest of the game.
None really. I think their keeper had a bit more to do, to be honest, a lot more to do. And he did it well, their keeper, to be honest. But no, I thought we grew. From the first 10-15 minutes where we struggled, I think we struggled to get the grips with what they were doing in midfield. And like I say, I think it took a few of our lads, maybe some of the younger lads, a little bit of time to get up to the game, to get into it, to build the confidence. to get into it and to start putting their stamp of authority on the game. It took them a little bit of time to build that confidence, but I think we grew and grew and grew, and I think as the longer the game went on, the more we looked like we were going to get stay in the game, if not win the game. I think we probably created more chances in the second half. We did look a real threat on the counter attack. Like I said, Harvey was a real threat. His pace and his movement is good. Like I say, he's always had the pace, but his movement's improved a hell of a lot, and his intelligence in the game. Still got things to learn. There's still a few things he could have done differently that we've talked to him about. Being a bit closer to Staishi, you know, getting off the bits, the second ball, the one where he just physically dominates the centre half and they all miss it. He's in sometimes. He had a couple of them that he could have snapped on, but he didn't. But he did well. Tomo again got his goals. Staishi worked his socks off and was a bit of a physical threat. The midfield all worked really hard. It wasn't easy in there because, to be honest, the pitch was disappointingly bobbly. I was hoping for a real good surface, but it wasn't. It was a bit softer than our pitch, but it was very tufty and lumpy, and there was divots, and it was horrible, really. It was very bobbly, and I think that showed, because there was a lack of fluid football in the game. I think there was a lack of passing, and it kind of broke down and slowed down for both teams quite a lot. Where a player would come, then he'd miss a pass because it bobbled up, or his first touch wasn't great because it's just lifted up on him, and I think that was the. That's how the game went. I think both teams had the most joy really being a little bit more direct. They especially, what they were trying to do was suck Ben O'Hanlon out, play the ball over his head to try and isolate Jack Fox on our left back area, their right wing area. But we coped with it quite well. But I think we definitely grew and grew and looked the stronger team, and at the end, I think we more than deserved the point.